Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip, if you're planning on sending a holiday card, change it up from the usual and use your card to show what in this crazy year made you grateful. As with so much else, holiday cards are likely to be a little different this year. This hasn't been a wonderful time for most people, so those long holiday letters some people send about the great trips they've taken and the awards their children won seem a little out of place. And it's not the year to show off your family smiling on a beach vacation. Instead, think about giving the holiday card a different twist. Make it a card about gratitude. It's not really such a big leap. Sending a holiday card in general is really a way of staying in touch and telling someone you care about them and appreciate that they're in your life. This year of being apart has made us appreciate those connections with friends and family and colleagues more than ever. So you don't have to drop the idea of sending a card. Just make it more connected to the idea of caring. Mike Berland, the well-known pollster and strategist, and a friend of mine, does a weekly newsletter on understanding culture through what he calls the momentum mindset. It's the data-driven version of what's hot and what's not. Recently, Berland reported that holiday cards are surging in momentum. But he said that this year, the one-size-fits-all card, or what he called the mass blast, may not be as appropriate. He thinks the momentum goes towards sending to a more intimate and shorter list. You can tailor your message to the individuals you're reaching out to and recognize what different people have gone through. Berland says that the perfectly staged photos with coordinated outfits may also be on the way out. He suggests something more authentic and unfiltered. Pictures of family Zoom calls, outdoor dinners, and everyone hanging out in sweats. As Berland put it, there's no fooling anyone this year. Everyone's 2020 looked more or less the same. I would add just one note to Berland's advice. While you're being genuine and authentic, you can also be genuinely grateful. If you're creating cards online, make sure you can include a personal message. Your goal isn't just to show off your favorite family pictures, but to use them as a way to connect and to tell the person receiving it that you're grateful to have them in your life. There are lots of funny holiday cards being created on sites like Minted and Zazzle and Shutterfly. Many people could use a little laugh right now, and pictures of dogs in masks and gift baskets of toilet paper and Purell are making the rounds. Do be a little cautious who you send them to, though. People who have lost their jobs or lost loved ones may not be in the mood. They will respond to a heartfelt kindness on your part or a note of appreciation for how strong and resilient you think they have been. Don't make sending holiday cards a chore. If you're feeling overwhelmed with remote work, kids at home, and too much stress, then organizing and sending holiday cards may feel like just one more thing you have to do. That's not really in keeping with the joyous and grateful spirit you're trying to encourage. So make your list smaller and fill it with gratitude. Who helped you out? Who was kind? This year, holiday cards aren't about showing off, but appreciating those who showed up, probably via Zoom, when you needed them. According to Berland's analysis, holiday cards have momentum, but one other holiday tradition is losing momentum fast. That would be mistletoe. He says that one is self-explanatory. Mistletoe is sadly a relic of our pre-COVID celebrations. So today, if you're sending out holiday cards of any kind, make sure you add a line of thanks or gratitude to all that you can. This year, most people won't be standing under the mistletoe, but we all need a boost of gratitude. Thanks for joining me. If you have ideas on how to add gratitude to your holidays, please share them with me. You can reach me at the podcast link at www.gratitudediaries.com or the contact link at janicekaplan.com. Thanks and have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.